A few months ago, Speak Up featured an interview with the pop star Paolo Nutini. Nutini was born in Scotland in 1987, and so was Amy MacDonald, who has similarly taken the music world by storm. Both artists grew up near Glasgow. Nutini is from Paisley, while MacDonald is from Bishopbriggs. The difference is that Nutini is a Catholic of Italian origin, and so his favourite football team is Celtic. MacDonald, on the other hand, is a Protestant and supports Rangers, while her English boyfriend, Steve Lovell, used to play for a relatively minor Glasgow team, Partick Thistle. In terms of music, Amy MacDonald made her recording debut in 2007 with the album This Is The Life, which contained the hit single of the same name. The album sold 3 million copies, and she has sold an estimated 2 million singles. This is a remarkable achievement at a time when the music industry is clearly in crisis. And her sophomore album, A Curious Thing, came out in March. And yet, in spite of her commercial success, Amy MacDonald is reported as saying that she hasn't seen a penny of the revenue from her sales. We asked her to put the record straight.
People reported that completely differently from what I was said. It was actually a conversation on Twitter that I was having with fans, just people that were asking questions, and I was just answering them, and they were asking about album sales, and I never said that I'd never made a penny. What I said, that I haven't made any money from selling the actual CD. And that's very normal because the massive amount of cost that it requires to release an album. So before you've even put it in the shops, you're in a huge amount of debt to your record label because they so kindly give you the money so that you can live for the next year. So you're in that debt. You're in the debt of every penny that they spend on advertising promotion, which obviously stacks right up. So you have to sell, I think, about 3 million before you start earning on the album sales. So I think I'm like dead even now, like I don't owe them anything. But obviously things are slowing down now, so there's not really any album sales happening. So that's what that meant. I never meant that I was poor or anything like that.
And how is she handling her celebrity?
To be honest, I don't see myself as famous, and the whole fame thing, I could take it or leave it. I've not really got any interest. I just like music and I like being a musician. And for me, I think that it's good that I've managed to have this very successful album, but I can still be completely anonymous because I don't have the big beehive, or I don't flaunt myself in magazines so people don't really know what you look like. I think that's a good way to be. I think they can have the voice and see the CD, but they don't really know what you look like in a real life scenario, so it's good for me.
And she doesn't seem to have problems with paparazzi.
But I think that a lot of people actually court it. The one example that I know of was I was on a tiny flight with Lady Gaga towards the north of Sweden. So there was one flight a day to this place from Stockholm, and it was a festival. So everyone that was playing was on the same flight. So she was on the flight, and it was like she changed her wig 3 times in an hour flight, right? And it's like, why else are you doing that? Like, and this is the thing, like, if she was wearing what I was wearing, i.e. a hat and a pair of scruffy trousers and a jumper, nobody would have known who she was. But because she came out with 3 different wigs, one which was up to here, basically a bra and a pair of leather trousers and, like, boots that are that high, people know who she is instantly. And it's just like, well, don't moan about people following you, because if you wore what I was wearing, nobody would even recognise you.